On January 5th of this year, someone at a police department in Northern California clicked a button and turned off a setting inside a piece of software. One click. No press conference, no flashing lights. But that single click ended what may be the largest documented run of unauthorized searches ever tied to one American city's cameras. An estimated 600,000 searches run by more than 250 law enforcement agencies. Agencies that had never signed an agreement with that city, never asked permission, never been approved by anyone. And here's the part I need you to sit with for a second. The police department that owned those cameras says it did not turn that setting on, says it didn't even know the setting was doing what it was doing. For roughly a year and a half, that department believed it was in full control of its own camera network. It was not. The company that built the system says the opposite. The company says its customers always control their own sharing settings, always. So one of them is wrong. And the records that could prove who, for a big piece of that timeline, those records don't exist. The company didn't keep them. Hold that question in your head. Who clicked the button? We're gonna come back to it, and the answer is gonna bother you more than the question does. My name is Ellen. I spent more than 30 years inside the American auto industry, and most of that time I was reading the documents nobody else wanted to read. Today, I want to walk you through what happened in Mountain View, California, because it is not really a story about one city. The cameras in this story are photographing vehicles in thousands of American towns right now, possibly yours, possibly on your street. And the question underneath all of it is dead simple. When a network of cameras watches your car every single day, who actually holds the switch? If you find this kind of digging useful, subscribing is the one free thing you can do that keeps it coming. All right, let's start with the machine itself. If you've driven through almost any mid-sized American town in the last few years, you've passed one of these without noticing. It's a small camera, about the size of a shoebox, mounted on a pole, usually solar-powered, pointed at the road. It's made by a company called Flock Safety, based in Atlanta. And every time a vehicle passes, it takes a photograph of the back of that vehicle. Now, the photograph is only the beginning. Software reads your license plate automatically. That's the term you'll hear, automated license plate reader, or ALPR. Plain English, it's a camera that turns your plate into a searchable database entry, along with the exact time and the exact location. But these systems don't stop at the plate. The software also logs your vehicle's make, its color, its body type, and identifying details. A roof rack, a dent in the tailgate, a bumper sticker. The company itself calls this a vehicle fingerprint. Their words, not mine. So even if a car has no plate at all, the system can still recognize it and follow it from camera to camera. One camera doing this is a traffic tool. Here's where it becomes something else. Every one of these cameras feeds into the same company's network. And by this year, that network has grown to roughly 100,000 cameras across the country. The company builds sharing features directly into the product. There's a setting called Statewide Lookup, which lets other agencies in your state search your cameras. And there's a setting called National Lookup, which opens your cameras to participating agencies across the entire country. Sharing isn't a side effect of this system. Sharing is the product. It's advertised. Keep that in mind, because now we need one piece of law, and I promise to keep it short. Back in 2015, California passed a law called Senate Bill 34. Write that down if you're a California driver. Senate Bill 34. It says, among other things, that police agencies in California cannot hand their license plate data to federal agencies or out-of-state agencies. The reasoning was simple. Your daily movements, where you park, where you worship, where you see a doctor, are sensitive information, and California decided that data collected by local cameras stays under local control. So, a camera network where sharing is the flagship feature, a state where sharing is heavily restricted by law. You can already feel these two things grinding against each other. Mountain View is what it looks like when they collide. Mountain View is a city in Silicon Valley, about 80,000 people. In 2024, the city started a pilot program with Flock, 30 cameras total. The first one went live on August 14th of 2024 at the corner of San Antonio Road and Charleston Road. The police department did what a careful department is supposed to do. It wrote a policy. It set controls. It decided that other agencies could only search Mountain View's data if they asked first and signed an agreement. On paper, this was a tightly leashed system. Here's what actually happened. Almost immediately, from August to November of 2024, that very first camera had its national lookup setting switched on. The city says it never approved that. The city says it didn't know. And during those months, federal agencies searched data from that camera, not hypothetically, by name. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives offices in Kentucky and Tennessee, Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, the Inspector General's Office of the General Services Administration, even the federal office that manages the Lake Mead Recreation Area in Nevada and an Air Force Base in Ohio. Stop and picture that. A camera on a street corner in a California suburb, photographing commuters and parents on school runs, and the people able to search it included an airbase 2,000 miles away, under a state law that flatly prohibits exactly that kind of access. Actually, hold on, let me back up, because I stated something too cleanly just now, and the messy version matters more. I said the setting was switched on. Notice I didn't say who switched it. The city of Mountain View, in an official public statement, says the setting was, quote, turned on by flock safety, and that this was enabled without the police department's permission or knowledge. The city called it, quote, a system failure on flock safety's part. The company, in its own statement to reporters, said sharing settings are always under the control of the agency. Those two statements cannot both be true, and when the city went looking for the access logs from that period, the records showing exactly who searched what and when, the company said it did not retain them. Sit with that. The dispute over who flipped the most consequential switch in this whole story may be permanently unresolvable because the company that built the switch kept no receipts on it. Whatever else you take from this video, take that now. That was the federal piece, and it lasted about 3 months. The second problem ran much longer, and it's the one with the big number. Remember, Mountain View's rule was that even other California agencies needed to sign an agreement before searching the city's cameras. But from the day the cameras were installed, a statewide lookup function was active in a way the city says did not match the controls it had set up. The result, according to the city's own audit and reporting that followed, was that more than 250 California law enforcement agencies, agencies with no agreement, no approval, no relationship with Mountain View at all, ran an estimated 600,000 searches of the city's plate data. 600,000 from 30 cameras. In a city of 80,000 people, the department didn't catch it for well over a year. What finally cracked it open wasn't a software alarm or a vendor phone call, it was a local newspaper. The Mountain View Voice started investigating who could access the city's data. The police department ran an internal audit in January of this year, and on January 5th, someone finally clicked that setting off. I want to give you the scene as I imagine it, because I've sat in rooms like this one. It's late January. A conference room at the police department, fluorescent lights, coffee going cold. Somebody has the audit spreadsheet open on a laptop, scrolling through the list of agencies that search their cameras, and the scroll just keeps going. Row after row after row of department names they've never spoken to, never signed anything with, some of them from the other side of the country. And at some point, somebody in that room asks the question out loud, "How long has this been happening?" And the answer is, since the first week. Within days, the police chief, Mike Canfield, published a letter to the community and shut off all 30 cameras. His words were that he no longer had confidence in the vendor. In late February, the city council voted to terminate the flock contract entirely. The pilot program was dead. Okay, deep breath, because now I owe you the other side of this, and I'm gonna give it honestly. Why do police departments want these cameras in the first place? Because they work. That's the uncomfortable truth. When a car is stolen, a plate reader network can spot it crossing town lines in seconds. When a child is abducted and an alert goes out with a vehicle description, these cameras can find that vehicle faster than any human patrol ever could. Departments across the country credit these systems with real recoveries and real arrests. And notice something. The very feature at the center of this scandal, sharing between agencies, is also the feature that makes those success stories possible. Criminals do not respect city limits. A stolen truck doesn't stop at the county line out of courtesy. And honestly, there's a second concession I have to make. Some people who work in this industry looked at Mountain View and saw not a scandal, but a configuration error. A default setting nobody double-checked. The way a photographer forgets to set the clock on a new camera. A busy administrator trusts the vendor's setup, focuses on whether the pictures are coming through, and never audits the sharing parameters in the back end. That happens in every industry. I saw versions of it for 30 years. It's a fair point, and I won't pretend otherwise. But here's where the fair point runs out of road. A clock set wrong on a camera ruins your vacation photos. A sharing setting set wrong on this system exposed the daily movements of an entire city to hundreds of agencies for a year and a half in probable conflict with state law, and nobody noticed. When a single unchecked box can do that, the problem is no longer the person who missed the box. The problem is the design. And before anyone says I've gone full conspiracy on you, let's stick strictly to what's documented, because the documented pattern is what makes Mountain View more than a one-off. Ventura County, California. The sheriff's office there actually did the responsible thing. It disabled the national lookup feature back in June of 2023, specifically to comply with California law. A later review still found hundreds of thousands of queries to the county's network from out of state, disabled, and yet searched. Oxnard, California. The department set its system to California only. According to reporting on the incident, a vendor-side issue quietly re-enabled nationwide queries anyway, without the department's knowledge or approval. The city suspended its entire program. San Francisco. A class action lawsuit filed in San Francisco Superior Court this February alleges that out-of-state and federal agencies, including immigration enforcement, queried San Francisco's plate cameras more than 1.6 million times in a stretch of 7 months. One city, 7 months. Over 1.5 million searches. One incident is an accident. Two is a coincidence if you're feeling generous. But when city after city sets its restrictions, and the restrictions keep failing in the same direction, always toward more sharing, never toward less, that's not a run of bad luck. That's the system's natural resting state showing through. So let me say the thing this channel says carefully, because the distinction is the whole point. I am not telling you that anyone at this company sat down and planned to funnel California driver data to federal agencies. There is no evidence of a plan, and I won't invent one. What I'm telling you is what the system is capable of and what it has repeatedly done when nobody was watching closely. Capability and intention are two different things. You judge intentions in court. You judge capabilities by asking one question. What happens when something goes wrong? And in this system, when something goes wrong, the data flows outward, silently, for months or years, and the logs may not even exist afterward. That leads to the questions that actually matter, the ones I'd want every city council in America to ask before signing one of these contracts. Who physically controls the sharing settings, the city or the vendor? Can the city independently verify those settings at any moment, or does it have to trust a dashboard the vendor built? Are complete access logs retained? By whom? For how long? And can the city demand them? And when the vendor's answer to any of these is essentially trust us, what happens then? Mountain View's answer, in the end, was to pull the plug. Some places are reaching the same conclusion. By this spring, dozens of cities across the country, with some counts putting it around 80, had canceled or shut down their contracts. One city in Wisconsin rescinded its contract the day after approving it on a unanimous vote after the police chief himself raised concerns about what the company had told them. But I have to give you the honest scoreboard, because this is not a story about a company in collapse. In this year alone, close to 800 American cities signed new contracts with this same vendor. The network is bigger today than it has ever been. Both of those things are true at once. Cancellations rising and installations rising faster. Which means the odds that one of these cameras photographs your vehicle this week are going up, not down, no matter how this particular scandal plays out. States are starting to move. Colorado passed a law this year requiring a warrant before license plate data goes to federal agencies. Washington State passed its own Driver Privacy Act along similar lines. Kentucky capped how long plate data can be stored at 90 days, the first state to set a hard clock like that. Maine passed a broad plate reader privacy law of its own. Whatever you think of any one of those bills, notice what they have in common. Legislators stopped trusting the settings and started writing the rules into law, where a vendor can't toggle them. All right, you've stayed with me this far, so now it's your turn. Here's what you can actually do, and none of it costs a dime. First, find out whether these cameras are in your town. There's a public research project called the Atlas of Surveillance, run by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. You can search it by city or county and see what surveillance technology your local agencies have. It takes 5 minutes. Second, if the cameras are there, file a public records request with your police department. You do not need a lawyer for this. Ask for 3 documents, the department's license plate reader policy, the current list of agencies with access to the data, and the most recent audit of sharing settings. If no audit exists, that answer itself tells you everything Mountain View learned the hard way. Third, if you get 2 minutes at a city council meeting, or even just an email to your council member, ask the control question. Not whether the cameras help solve crime, they can, we covered that. Ask who holds the switch. Ask whether the city can verify its own sharing settings without taking the vendor's word for it. Watch how long the silence lasts. And if you drive in California, know that a class action over all of this was filed in San Francisco Superior Court in late February of this year. I'm an engineer, not a lawyer, so I'll go exactly this far and no further. It exists, it's public, and you're allowed to read about it. Don't take my word for any of today's story, by the way. The City of Mountain View published its statement on its own official website at the end of January. Search for Mountain View City News, Flock Safety Statement. The police chief's letter is public. The audit findings were reported by the Mountain View Voice, which broke this open in the first place. Local journalism did that, worth remembering. So where does this leave you and me, the people whose plates are in these databases, whether we ever agreed or not? My car is 12 years old. It has no subscription, no modem, and I intend to keep it that way. But the moment I drive it past one of those poles, my plate, my location, and the dent I've been meaning to fix all become a row in somebody's database, governed by a settings page I will never see, controlled by people I will never meet. And what Mountain View proved is that even the police department, whose name is on the cameras, may not really know what that settings page says. Ownership and control are not the same thing. That city owned 30 cameras. Control, as it turned out, lived somewhere else. There's no villain twirling a mustache at the end of this story, and I'm not going to invent one for you. What there is a design where sharing is effortless, restriction is fragile, and the receipts have a way of not existing when you finally ask for them. A default setting is not neutral. A default is a decision somebody made for you, hoping you'd never look. Well, now you know how to look. If this was worth your time, subscribe so the next investigation finds you. And I'll leave you with the same question that opened this video, the one that still has no answer. 600,000 searches. Somebody somewhere enabled that. Who clicked the button? The city says it wasn't them. The company says it wasn't them. And the logs are gone. Drive safe. Read the fine print. I'll see you in the next one.